Welcome to another episode of Good Vibration Sound Healing, the art and science of vibroacoustic sound therapy. I'm Tom Gleason.
And I'm Dr. Lisa Gleason.
Each week, we'll bring you new information about innovative techniques and therapies in the world of sound healing to optimize your health.
From tuning forks to crystal bowls and everything in between, we'll have you feeling better so you're healing better.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We're very excited about this episode, our third episode, where we're going to get a little technical and talk about some of the benefits that sound therapy has on the body. And we cannot talk about sound therapy without talking about the all-important production of nitric oxide. And we'll get into that in a minute. And you don't want to miss any of this. This is very important information. You're going to love it.
Hi, everybody. I can't believe it's week three of Good Vibrations Sound Healing Podcast. I'm also really excited to talk about nitric oxide. That's not nitrous oxide, the laughing gas from the dentist. It is nitric oxide and pretty powerful stuff that our body produces. And I think our listeners will be really intrigued with what this stuff is, what it does for our body, and how we can control the production of nitric oxide. But before we get into that, first of all, I'm like a little confused in the studio today because Tom has some new arrangements in here. So I'm behind this big baffle and I can't really see him. So hopefully we'll be able to still communicate with each other. But I feel like a little odd behind this baffle. Are you over there?
I'm not sure. I think I am. Anyway, we like to keep her back there because she does some of her best work behind baffles. So that's why we've introduced the baffle into the studio.
I'm totally baffled by this whole thing. So let's tell our listeners about what an exciting Friday we had over at the grand opening of the Pampered Spirit Wellness Center. We are so happy to have this new business in the Point Pleasant community. And what an incredible turnout Bridget had on Friday, the owner, Bridget Riley of Pampered Spirit Wellness Center. There were just tons of people rolling in and they got to experience all kinds of wellness therapies from massage to the dry salt cabin, which looked really cool. They were able to have some sound healing sessions. We had a really long line. Lots of people got mini sound healing sessions. And it was just overall a great event. And I love when the community comes together to support new business and local business and small business, don't you?
I do. I think that this is some sort of a movement that is really gaining in popularity and momentum. And we're finding that people are just, you know, really coming together to seek out alternative methods to achieve overall well-being and better mental and physical health. And I think it's really important.
That's why I loved meeting everyone on Friday. Exactly like you said, on such a continuum of exposure and awareness and knowledge of all of these alternative therapies to wellness. You know, when we think about wellness, I go back to when I was a kid, and if you weren't feeling well, you went to the doctor, right? That was just the typical protocol. And if you were fortunate, you had parents who would try a few things at home first. And you remember when we were little, they would do things like, you know, hot compresses or steam, maybe some Vicks in your nose or on your chest, and you would try things, hot chicken soup and hot tea. And then when that didn't work, you were, you know, off to the doctor to get usually antibiotics or, you know, cough medicine or some other kind of medicinal prescriptions. Was there anything that your mom did when you were growing up that, you know, was kind of homegrown?
Not really. I mean, a lot of it was mostly just prescribed and, you know, at the drugstore, you'd go and you'd get the cough medicine and the cough drops and the usual things. We had no real alternative therapies to kind of choose from. And now there's so many. We understand so much more about that and how we can kind of you know, nip it in the bud right away with a lot of different therapies, including sound healing. And, you know, we talk a lot about sound and how it, you know, it relaxes you. And obviously it's really good on your mind and your brain stimulation. And it it puts you in a meditative state. And it's incredible for the body. But when we know exactly what sound is doing in the body, it and it's this is backed up by science, it is truly, it's miraculous. And if we knew this back then, we probably could have avoided a lot of those, you know, those over-the-counter therapies.
But your mom was also kind of famous for a couple of things. I remember, now our listeners don't know this, but Tom and I have known each other for a really long time, since we were 14 and 18, respectively. So I remember your mom was famous for that spray stuff. We won't name the brand, but, you know, if you had a scrape or a scratch or a burn, it was like you spray the stuff on. She also would frequently recommend peroxide, putting on every little thing you had or swishing your mouth out, and alcohol rubs when you had a fever. So I think that was good. You know, we would try different things to prevent having to go immediately to the medicinal traditional route. So I think that that's good that we grew up with that. But I think as time has gone on, our society has become much more aware and longing for ways to address wellness in a way that we don't have to rush off to the doctor. And we're finding more and more frequently that these therapies are more effective, more accessible, and have a more sustainable impact on our health and don't have any of the side effects that many of the medicines that we were prescribed had. So that's really, really important. And that's exciting for me to see with younger generations and raising their children and trying to really do their research and approach wellness in a much more holistic manner.
I think the body is naturally designed to do its thing, to keep itself well. And it wants to be balanced. And I think if we can ever utilize tools and therapies that stimulate what the body already produces to get those states, I think we're doing a great service to ourselves. Rather than introducing something new that the body has to process and understand, and a lot of times those, you know, they do have side effects. But I got to tell you, nitric oxide, this is one incredible powerful thing. It's produced by nearly every single type of cell in the human body, and it's certainly one of the most important molecules for blood vessel health. It's called a vasodilator, meaning it relaxes the inner muscles of your blood vessels, and this causes the blood vessels to kind of widen out. And in this way, nitric oxide, you know, obviously increases the blood flow and it lowers your blood pressure, just to name a couple of things. And certain frequencies that we introduce as sound practitioners actually will stimulate the production of nitric oxide. And I think that's very important to understand.
When we first learned about what nitric oxide is and how it's produced naturally in our bodies and how we can increase the uptake by eating certain kinds of vegetables, that was really interesting to me. But the big groundbreaking news was how we can manipulate sound frequencies to actually help the body create the uptake of nitric oxide. So like Tom said, nitric oxide is this super molecule created by a nitrogen atom bound to an oxygen atom. And it is naturally made in our cells and it's released into the surrounding tissues as this gas. And so scientists often refer to the release of nitric oxide as puffing. And there's a cyclical rise and fall of the gas of nitrous oxide. And it's like a wave. And the wave takes 3 minutes to rise and then about 3 minutes to fall. And if you could see it on a screen, it would almost look like an actual wave. So there are two ways that we can get or produce nitric oxide. And the first way that we can produce nitric oxide is naturally through our cells. And our cells are lined with blood vessels throughout the circulatory system, and they generate nitric oxide. Actually, in scientific circles, they call this NO. That's the scientific term. So your body naturally has this increase in production of nitric oxide, and it's in the endothelial cells. But the other way that you can produce nitric oxide is through the consumption of green leafy vegetables and root vegetables. And we break down those vegetables into nitrite and nitric oxide based upon the bacteria. So that'll kind of be another episode where we can talk about the oral microbiome, or what's happening in our mouths and our salivary glands, and then the gut microbiome, kind of where it goes and where it lives. So those two ways are the ways we both produce, process, and increase nitric oxide. But what is important to know is that as we age, the production, the natural production of nitric oxide decreases. And you can look at scientific studies to see the age spans. And we're at our premium or optimum time for nitric oxide production under the age of 30. And that's where we're getting that puffing, that 3-minute rise and fall of nitric oxide on a regular basis, and at, as I said, at optimum production. And then after 30, between the ages of 30 and 49, studies show that nitric oxide production decreases. And then again, in 10 to 15 year cycles, you see a continual decrease. So what that means is that we have to take control or agency over that production of nitric oxide, because we know how important this molecule is. It's one of the most important molecules produced in the human body. It controls and regulates almost all of our cellular functions. It's related to the loss of nitric oxide is related to the progression of most, if not all, chronic diseases. And so when we know that this super molecule could help optimize our health, possibly prevent the onset of some chronic diseases, gosh, why wouldn't we do what we can do to increase that molecule in our system? So we're going to talk a little bit about sound frequency and what the impact of sound frequency is upon that puffing or increase in nitric oxide.
Now, this puffing that you mentioned, you know, naturally occurs in these cycles, and the nitric oxide molecule is what's known as a signaling molecule, meaning if it detects any sort of a virus or bacteria or free radicals in your system, it will signal an overproduction or an uptake in the production of the nitric oxide, so that it can, because it goes right to the source and it really starts to battle these things and actually eliminate them. The problem is that stress in our lives, things like that, can actually decrease the production at any age, depending on what the influences are on your life, can what's called flatlining. It can wipe out the production completely. And this is where over time you're very vulnerable to different diseases and viruses and things like that. So that's why it's very important to kind of balance this system out. And that's why the sound therapy is so important, because it actually stimulates the production. So it allows for this to be kind of enhanced. So we're going to take a very short break, and we'll be back in just a minute. So don't go anywhere. There's plenty more to come. Okay, we're back.
Dr. John Beaulieu, who was one of our first teachers when we were going through our certification process for sound healing, Dr. Beaulieu is the pioneer of tuning forks, one of the most important sound healing instruments. And in 2002, Dr. Beaulieu, with one of his colleagues, Dr. George Stefano, made a really exciting discovery, which he talked to us about, and we were able to access this study. They found that specific vibrations transferred to cells using tuning forks caused the spiking of nitric oxide. And we were able to see some of those visual studies when we were going through the certification process and see what that actually looked like in the body. And this release of nitric oxide set off this cascade of physiological events that scientists report directly influence our health, our well-being, our state of mind, and consciousness. So tuning forks, which we're going to be introducing to you probably next week, if not the following week, were one of the most significant sound instruments. But they are not the only sound instrument. Remember, it's all about the frequency, the vibration emitted from each of these tools or sound instruments that create this beneficial impact. But the research around tuning forks was pretty significant. I thought it was really cute how we had people that had never been exposed to any kind of these alternative practices, and certainly not sound healing and tuning forks and crystal bowls and all the things we were doing on Friday night at the Pampered Spirit Wellness Center's grand opening. We had people of all ages participating in these demos, and there were some, I don't want to call them older because I think that, you know, age is just that, it's just a number, but they were more experienced human beings who've been around for a while, and they were so open to trying something new. And yeah, everybody loves the auto tuner because the auto tuner, like Tom said, it's operating at 128 hertz and it produces a physical vibration. So we let everyone sample that, what that feels like on their hands, make sure they were comfortable before we placed it on the crown of their head or on their neck, along the spine, the shoulders. But it's such an incredible feeling. And it's like an immediate tune-up for your body. You can feel your whole central nervous system kind of sync up with the vibration of the auto tuner. And that's the same principle behind the tuning forks and all of the other sound instruments. But I think because the physical vibration is felt so directly on the body, because we place it directly on the body, the participant feels an immediate connection. So everybody loved that. And I think that's one of the best sound healing instruments.
Yeah, the 128 CPS or cycles per second, actually, it creates the perfect fifth interval, which is the optimum interval for sound healing. That's why we use so much of the C and the G note in our therapies, because it goes right to the body. And researchers are amazed when they do these tests in the laboratory to see what effect sound is having on the body. They're always amazed at how quickly it takes. It's not something that has to, like, they're waiting to happen. It happens immediately. And so this is a therapy that when it's used on you, it's immediate. It's doing its job. And, you know, a lot of people in sound therapy, sometimes they'll hear these tones and they'll be like, oh, I don't know if anything's really happening, you know. But rest assured, in your body, it is happening, and it's happening right away, and it's having a very positive effect. So I think what we wanted to do is maybe demonstrate a few of the tones that we do use. I think last week we did some practitioner bowls, the crystal bowls, and this time we're going to demonstrate some other crystal balls, but these are a little bit bigger. They sit on a surface, and they have incredible resonant tones that really go deeply into the body to every cell, and they have amazing results.
So before we do a demonstration of the CNG bowls, let's talk a little bit about where we're going to be this afternoon. We're going over in a few hours back to the Pampered Spirit Wellness Center for a sound bath. on Super Bowl Sunday. This sound bath is going to be a gratitude sound bath. Some of our sound baths have a distinct focus. So today's sound bath will begin with a gratitude meditation. And it's really a great way to do a sound bath because although the idea behind sound bath and meditation is to be aware of your thoughts and try to remove yourself from distraction, but it's difficult sometimes. We have to, you know, our thoughts come and go. They float like clouds, you know, around us. And the idea is not to get too tied into it and to just let your thoughts flow naturally around you and to stay focused on the breathing to continue to bring you back to this centered area. But when we do a gratitude meditation, we give the participants a focus. And so the focus is on gratitude and the ways in which thankfulness can transform our lives and the way gratitude really allows us to handle all the crazy, unimaginable challenges that come to us, how to handle those with more grace and ease. And that's certainly not easy. So we'll be doing a gratitude meditation to bring everybody into the sound bath, and then the sound bath begins. And so they're focusing during that sound bath on all the things that they've brought to center and to mind about what they're grateful for. And then we come back out of that sound bath with a refocus again on what we're grateful for. And it leaves everybody, ourselves included, Tom and I, with an incredible sense of well-being and a feeling of gratitude when we leave. So I'm excited about that. And then we go from there to Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes, we go from gratitude to jumping up and down in our living room yelling at the TV screen. We love to do that too, of course. And Lisa loves to cook, so of course we've got a lot of good Super Bowl goodies that we're looking forward to. And so it's going to be a really good day. We start off with a real meditative session, and then we go home for a really great game. Can't beat it.
I'm really looking forward to it. So, and I didn't tell you, we have some people coming over also.
Well, I hope I like these people, or else I'm going to lock the door and hide.
I hope so, too.
Okay, let's do some demonstrations. We are going to demonstrate the C and the G crystal singing bowls. Okay, so I'm going to demonstrate the 12-inch crystal singing bowl, which is has the note of C. And this is a great resonant tone that really gets deep into the body and does wonders.
And I'm going to be joining in with the 6-inch G. And so the two bowls together, the tones that they will emit will create this beautiful harmonic. And as Tom mentioned before, this is the perfect fifth, the C and the G together. So we'll let that that sound just produce for about 5 minutes. We suggest, if you're not listening with headphones on right now, if you have the opportunity to pop on some earbuds, headphones, you'll have a deeper experience with the sound. But if not, you can just listen to this in your car or listen to this, through your sound system at home.
Here we go. Thank you. So that gives you some idea of just the two bowls that we use in tandem to produce some of these tones that are just so beneficial to the body.
So as we wrap up today's podcast, I want to remind everybody that we are going to have some really exciting guests coming up. And some of those guests will be Bridget Riley from the Pampered Spirit Wellness Center. And Bridget has been an experienced massage therapist. She's board certified through the National Massage Therapist Association. And she's been in our community for, I believe, over 14 or 15 years. So she's going to talk to us a little bit about her practice, as well as dry salt therapy and all of the other offerings that she has included at the Pampered Spirit Wellness Center. So we're excited to have her. We're also going to have some other guests, including Monica Butler from Butler Health Coaching. And Monica has a really great personality, and she does some extraordinary work in the field of integrative nutrition and health coaching. We'll also be having Dr. Melissa Barrero. Dr. Barrero is a medical practitioner who I'm so impressed with because she has always looked through the dual lens of standard medical practice as well as alternative therapies. And she does a lot with essential oils. So she'll be talking to us about kind of lots of different topics in the wellness space, but as well, she'll be talking to us about the benefits of essential oils. So those will just be a few of our guests coming up in future podcasts. And we're going to end with the idea of gratitude. And just like this afternoon's sound bath, I'd like to leave our listeners with just a little focus to go into your day. And although your day will be filled with lots of exciting moments later this afternoon, if you're watching the Super Bowl, just take a moment today to bask in the warmness of gratitude and think about all of the things that we should be so grateful for. Remember that the more we show our gratitude and become aware of all that we should be thankful for, the easier it becomes. And our thoughts create our actions, and our actions inform our lives. So as each day passes and gratitude becomes a natural part of your mindset, you can just add more and more things that you're grateful for and things that enrich our lives. Gratitude helps us grow, and it allows us to exist with grace and with dignity and with ease. So as we leave today's podcast, I ask our listeners to sort of respond in your own mind to the following. I am grateful for. I am so fortunate to have. And when I'm feeling low, I will remember how blessed I am too. Let's join together in an attitude of gratitude.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Good Vibrations Sound Healing, the art and science of vibroacoustic sound therapy.
You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all major podcasting platforms. Please subscribe, leave us a message, and share with your friends. We'll see you next week for a new episode. And remember, when you feel better, you heal better.